Hayom echad u'shloshim yom shehem arba'a shavuos u'shlosha yomim ba'omer. Today is 31 days of the Omer. Today we are focusing on the attribute of Tiferes, which is harmony, shebehod, within beauty. Harmony bringing glory to others, combining chesed and gvura to have the perfect amount of compassion towards others. And in this context, we're going to be looking how to give the praise properly in a way that others are glorified from this. So in the Bein Adam LaMakom area, we should reflect on the fact that all the Malachim in Shemayim, they all sing their praises to Hashem. However, when they hear the Jewish people praising Hashem, they stop their prayers. They listen, then they upgrade their praises to Hashem, saying, "Fortune is the king who created this nation." Now, that really, your praise is a glorification of Hashem. Your hod, that praise, is a tiferes. It glorifies Hashem. So you think about this glory that Hashem receives from our praise will inspire us to continue to praise Hashem. Also, we should remember the Gemara in Brachos that names a number of things, tells the story of a person who led the services, and he said, not just Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, about Hashem, the strong, powerful, mighty, but he listed 8 or 9 praises. He was going way overboard. And one of the tzaddikim said, "Are you finished praising Hashem?" Moshe only said, "Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor," and you're saying all these praises. In other words, excessively praising Hashem, too much, more is less, as they say, because you're trying to define Hashem's praises. So don't excessively praise Hashem. Also, Gemara says, for example, one who says, "Modim, Modim," you're praising Hashem twice. That's not a good idea, because it makes it look like there's two gods. Or if you say, "Listen, Hashem is so merciful, He even is merciful upon the birds." And the Gemara says, it makes it seem like Hashem's acts on impulse, acts on emotion, or only has mercy on birds and on others. Excessive praise can minimize the praise, and certainly minimizing the praise can minimize it. So we have to be careful when we're praising, when we're doing our hod, hodah. It has to be in a way of tiferes, with a perfect blend and harmony of not too much, not too little. You have to praise Hashem properly. Don't fly off the handle, say a million things about how great Hashem is. Keep it short, to the point, the way Chazal have quoted their ways of praising Hashem, and that way the praise will be glorious to Hashem. Also, number 3, you should reflect on the fact that you are glorified above when you properly praise Hashem below. The Zohar tells us that improper prayers and praises bring prosecution upon a person. It reminds us of his evil deeds, which is quite embarrassing. So if you remember that when you say a proper shevach, a proper hodah to Hashem, it brings glory to you as well. In the Main Adam Lachavera area, say your praises to Hashem in a glorious way. Say the hodah with tiferes. Imagine you're wearing royal clothes and standing for the king, and how glorified the whole situation was. Especially be careful when you're benching, which is a biblical commandment, and try to inspire others to emulate your prayer behavior, which will create a Kiddush Hashem. Also, when showing appreciation to others, the greatest way to show appreciation is make efforts to help them learn the written Torah, because that brings honor upon those who learn it, and therefore you're giving Him honor and you're showing Him proper glory in the thanks that you are giving. So that's the glory within the thanks. Also, make sure to honestly praise other people. Just like we said by Hashem, don't praise excessively, which would appear to be false flattery. Don't minimize your praises, which would appear to be denigrating the person. Make a genuine praise that's not too much and not too little, that becomes a glorious praise. Again, that's harmony within the praise. It shouldn't be extreme one way. That's what Tiferes is, a harmony, a balance. Especially, lo aleinu, if we have to eulogize a person, not to be excessive too much in saying that he was a bigger tzaddik than he really was, because that just brings prosecution against them in heaven when they say, oh, they said you're such a great guy, you weren't. On the other hand, you shouldn't say too little praise, because then it's going to be that you were insulting him. So this whole idea of balance within the praise is a very important thing. You should use your left leg when learning and teaching others the written Torah, which gives them this kavod. You should make efforts to learn and teach the written Torah in the morning, especially on a Thursday. You should concentrate on the blessing of Refa'enu, heal us, and do tshuva about the times you associated your healing to mere mortals, and you only showed them gratitude, and you weren't grateful to Hashem, who really was the one who heals us. He's the Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. Remember, he's the one. He chose others to be his messengers to heal you. But this would not be a glorious, you know, there were non-glorious praises going on. The proper balance has to be achieved. Yes, a doctor helps you. You certainly thank the doctor. There's no question about it. But your real praise is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you should be doing tshuva on that. Concentrate when saying the name Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, because that's the attribute of mercy, when reading verses from the prophets or verses referencing Aaron the priest. And the midah to acquire, although you don't see it in the Mishnayos, but the source text that we're using from calls this quality misameach es hamakom, misameach es habrios, gladdening Hashem and mankind. I would guess that the way you do that is with honestly praising Hashem and mankind. That brings them the greatest glory and the happiness. And when you're balanced in your glory and your happiness, certainly part of that, as we said before, is to be teaching the Torah to others. So if you know you're really giving them glory by teaching them the Torah, that's what brings them the ultimate happiness. So wish everybody hatzlacha today on this day of Tiferes, balanced, behold in the praises that we say to Hashem, towards Hashem, and towards others as well.